Hi, John.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, let me get the. Are you ready for the
Meeting ID.
It's 156
Okay.
720 776. Okay.
Okay. Just okay, I see it.
Okay, cool. Let me just. Darn it, what's my email? I mean, password. I'm going this one's done. Okay, so yesterday we did Ron's. So let's do Tyler Williams today.
Okay.
So, can you walk me through one more time?
Yes.
So do I go to outbound phone codes first?
Yeah, you can. Well, you don't want to do that yet because that's going to set the caller ID. You want to go to channels and see which phone number you want to give them.
Okay, go to channel to see what phone number. Okay, so I can use one of the other twos right here. It says disabled for now.
Yes. So
Okay,
just
so
double click on the line.
okay, double click on it. And then change this number, change this to the name.
Yes. And then IVR script, change that to transfer to agent.
Okay. Okay.
And you gotta enable the channel, so click on it again.
Okay.
And then also, go back. Link channel to an agent. Okay, so we gotta create. It's not gonna be in there yet.
Okay, so
So go ahead and
create
go. Yeah, go
the
to
channel
agent.
first.
Well, you did the channel, but
Oh, okay.
you can't link it to an agent yet. So go ahead and click. Go to agent and create his profile.
Okay. So we'll go channels and then to get the phone number to change the name to the agent and then go to agent to create the agent, basically.
I mean, there's no. I mean, you want to do channel first, but as far as the order, it's just there's no specific order because they you have to configure it in parts.
Okay. Okay, and then agent group, we said just Bank of Cardiff, right?
Yes.
Oops. Okay. And you said to change this
Oh, you can't
to
do that yet. Oh wait, caller. I don't know if he would be
would it
in
be this one
there.
right here?
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay. And it changes to 100, right, for all of them?
Mm-hmm.
And then create the
extension. And then click on enable agent voicemail and save. So now you want to back out of that and go to Qs.
Okay. And press, and then add outbound phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what's the queue name? Was it just his name?
Yes.
Like that? With the phone number or just his name?
Just the name. Okay. And voice recording 100%.
Okay.
Save.
Okay.
Do you see his name on there?
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
And save. And then now go to outbound phone codes.
Okay.
And then click on add.
Okay.
And then select active. And then put his name. And primary language is English.
Okay. And then save?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then the codes, that's where you set the caller ID.
Okay. So do I just change all those to his name?
Yes.
Caller line and stuff like that. What about this part? The menu text, just his name?
Put outbound.
Just OB?
Or type it out, outbound. And then for short code, use OB. And that's just for reporting purpose only.
Okay.
And then select...
What do you mean by reporting purposes only?
Like when supervisors, when they run reports.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, hold on. For active, you want to check the box.
Okay.
And then report text, put outbound. And that's good.
Okay.
Save. Okay, and then now... go back to agents. I just want to make sure that he's set up.
Go to agents?
Mm-hmm. Now you'd be at the bottom.
Okay, this one?
And, yeah, click on it. Okay, that looks good. Go to the phone tab. Okay, that looks good.
I think we were going to do queues, right? Because we didn't do the queues
yet.
Let's see. Maybe this one? Oh, wait, no. Here.
Yes, that looks good. Okay, that looks good. So what I'd like you to do next, I'm going to stay quiet. I'll only talk if you ask me a question.
Okay. For what? Sorry, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm sorry. to set up the next user.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's done?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I think all's here. Wait, where the hell did I get the empty? Where did I find the empty?
Go to channels.
The channel? How come it looks different from last time?
Okay, there's some 858 numbers on the bottom where you see disabled. Those are the new ones.
Oh, these, okay. So, let's see what the next person's name is. Julian Martinez. Oops. Check for invalid character. Yes. Do you know why he's not showing up here?
The bank outbound. You gotta set up. It's okay. We're not gonna do that yet. You're gonna go to add agent. Now go to queues. Oh yeah, change that to 100 and give him an extension.
Do I click on this? Enable mm-hmm. agent voice now?
Yes.
So he's not in queues yet, so I go and create the queue?
Yeah, just make sure you hit save first.
Oh, I saved it already.
Oh, okay.
~100 voice recording?
Mm-hmm. You don't need to worry about those.
Okay. Then
now go to outbound phone codes.
Okay. Outbound again.
Or hold on, sorry, I was idle too long on my computer. Ah, okay, it's back. Yes, outbound, and then select his name.
That, and then click the active.
Yes.
Okay, so now then I go back to agents?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that looks good. And then go to the phone tab. Or we were just there, sorry.
Oh yeah, we were doing this part.
Okay, that's good.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's set up.
Cool. Alright, I think I got out how to do it.
Okay, well, send me an email if I don't pick up my phone, because, you know, I could be in a meeting or on a conference call, but I'll still be watching my emails.
Okay. I actually had a few other questions.
Okay.
Let me just go here quick. So I was looking at the Bria Key, we call it a spreadsheet. I forgot to write down what key I used for, like, Peter. I don't know what Peter, Matt, and Patrick's Bria keys are. Is there a way for you to find out so you can put it in?
I can't. There's no report for that.
Oh, okay. Well, this doesn't really, I mean, it's not really too important, right?
Well, it's good to keep track of them so that you don't duplicate the licenses and have issues of it not working.
True. I think I use other, like, old agents, like their old computers, for them to use it. I'm not too sure. But I guess if it comes up and I use the same key. Well, actually, no, it wouldn't be an issue, because I know all the ones that we had before are all used up. All the new ones you guys sent over yesterday, I think it was. Those are all new, brand new ones, and those are the ones we're going to be using going forward.
Yes, that's correct.
And then, okay, cool. So that's checked off. And then, one of our agents, Matt's inbound calls are not getting, recorded. Is there a way to check?
Can you share your screen so we can take a look at it?
Oh, okay. Crap, I just got out of it. Let me, Okay, it's 232.
I'm sorry. I will. Hold on. Let me change my screen here. Okay, 232.
862-185.
Okay. For go to the agents.
Okay, I'm here.
And click on the person's name.
Oops, I'm still in. There we go. Okay.
Okay, so that looks good. Go to the phone tab.
It's probably this one, huh?
Yes. And hit save. Okay, that looks good. So, should be okay.
Okay.
Person set up.
Okay. So it's just maybe because of that.
It could be tested and let me know.
Okay, I'll test it and tell you if it works or not then later on.
Okay.
And then have we figured out how to see who, like, we have missed calls and we have no idea who called us, because if they don't leave a voicemail, then we don't know the phone number or that sort of thing.
We have a Jira. a case number for that, and it's a feature request for this product that is being worked on.
Okay,
so
basically
it's an upcoming feature request.
Okay. Okay, okay. All right, so right now we have no way to see who have called us and it's in this call.
Yeah, but, you know, let's play around with reports. Go to your agent desktop. Because I know we have a feature request, but let's just see if we can look for something in the meantime.
Like this agent desktop?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, go to menu.
Okay. Reports?
Yes. There's one that says detailed. Detailed, no, there's a transaction. Detail. Keep going. Keys. Click on channels to extend it. No.
Abandoned transactions?
No, it wouldn't be there. Yeah, it would. I don't see it. I don't see a report for that in here.
Hmm.
Yeah, but. It's an upcoming feature request that's being worked on.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Do you know when it might happen?
No, I don't have a date for that yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then how do I add people so that they can see like the monitoring window, like this thing right here?
Okay. You need to go back into the other login?
Oh, this one?
The admin one?
This one?
Yes, and click the person you want to give it to.
Where is it? This one. Okay.
And then go to the supervisor tab.
Okay.
And you can give that person access to everybody or just select people. You have to assign them to those queues.
So let's just say, for example, I wanted to have him be able to look at his calls and I just select his.
Yes.
Okay. So like whatever I want him to be able to see, I could just click on it. I'll just assign all. Okay, just
and then and then go to the groups tab, which is next to queues. And select the Bank of Cardiff one.
Okay.
And hit save. Oh. Click on this user's supervisor, and also if you want to allow that person to monitor calls, so go back to the supervisor tab.
Okay. Click on this.
Yes, and then if you scroll over to the right where it says allow this supervisor to monitor calls, that's if you want them to be able to listen in on the calls.
Oh, no. Just be able to see the monitoring, like the playbacks and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, then you can leave that unchecked.
Okay. So again, if I do this assign thing, it's just basically he can see, let's just say for example, he can see.
Yeah,
like,
he can, he has access,
or something.
He has access to the reports for those people.
Okay, cool. All right, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, for now.
Yeah. All right, I think basically have it all. One more thing, transferring calls.
Okay. Oh, let me send the document to you. I sent it to Cooper and William yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. I saw it. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, how to transfer a call using Agent Desktop.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if I wanted to, let's just, can I test real quick?
Yeah.
So let's just say I want to transfer your call to, let's just say, my cell phone or something.
Okay, so you're going to click on your line. Hold on. I'm used to just doing it. I'm not used to watching.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Talking. Hold on. Let me pull up my document. Desktop. Okay, how to transfer. Okay, so you have to click on line 2.
Oh, if I click on line 2, it puts you on.
Yeah. And then you put in your cell phone number, and you hit dial.
Okay.
And then when you do that, there's going to be an option to, the transfer button won't be grayed out. It'll allow you, the system will allow you to press it.
Okay, but what if I want to transfer for one of these agents down here? Do I just click on them?
Well, let's try it. If I get hung up on, I'll call you back.
Okay.